integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, and Lisa Davis.
And it ain't rocket science. Dr. Weiss here, and we are looking at modern day hypothyroid disease. Holly and Lisa, help us with the lab values, and are we just treating the labs? Are we treating people? Should we be looking at both? Kind of help clear this up for me, because sometimes people are saying, okay, you look at the labs, you look at the numbers, and then that's going to tell you everything you need to know about your thyroid. And then I talk to other people and they say, it's not the lab values. You look at the patient, you ignore that. And it seems to be all over the map. Can you just clear it up for us? Can you make this simple for me on how we need to look at thyroid?
I think that I've always said you've got to treat people, not lab tests. And if you look at the endocrinology journals, right? So even 30 years ago, lab thyroid function tests are outdated. But let's talk about this, okay? Because why do we run labs in the first place? To diagnose people? No, not at all. We run them to verify a diagnosis that we see clinically. So if you have people presenting with these signs and symptoms, like I said, of an underfunctioning metabolism, therefore translation into thyroid, weight gain, constipation, dry skin, thick tongue, fatigue, hyperkeratosis, that's those little red bumps on your, you've got to be able to look at them and go, you know what? Then we can run some labs to confirm, but guess what? These lab tests are outdated, and there are many times where people come in, lab tests in hand, everything's within normal limits, but their health isn't. And we've got
to
be
able to look. Okay, wait, Holly, you said little red bumps on your, and then you stop. Little red bumps on your what?
On your arm. Sorry.
Had those my whole life, and I thought it was called, Polaris keratosis or something. Anyway, my daughter has it too. That can you
Polaris
just have keratosis, that, right?
Doesn't yes.
mean there's a. Thank you. Okay, so that's something different.
It isn't. We're talking about the same thing. And that's the conversion, actually, of beta carotene into vitamin A, and the thyroid is involved in that. And so think from this perspective, what's really important is to really understand truly, and this isn't just my opinion, these are in the medical text, that the thyroid lab tests are outdated, and TSH, that's thyroid stimulating hormone, and that actually is, that comes from the pituitary. That's the signal that is, the pituitary is looking at the body going, hey, how you doing down there? You need any more thyroid? You got too much? What's going on? So the TSH is the gold standard, and usually the only thing some conventional doctors will run, but it really tells you bunk, I think, about thyroid function. It would be great to tell you if you had a pituitary tumor, but it often is the only thing that's run, and people really need to understand more when we're talking about thyroid.
Okay, so what you're saying then, okay, is you're saying that the basic screen, that you go to the doctor and the doctor says, we're going to run a basic screening panel, it's going to have a TSH because we're going to check on your thyroid. You're telling me that's no good, because I agree with that. But you're telling me that if somebody wants a screening of their thyroid, they are going to have to run a full panel, that it's not just good to run a TSH.
I think so very much. And also, as we, you know, the number one cause of hypothyroidism is Hashimoto's. It's an autoimmune disease. And I had a great conversation with a very high-profile endocrinologist. And I said, hey, if it's the number one reason, why don't you run antibodies, like the thyroid peroxidase antibody? And he said, because we wouldn't know what to do if they were high. He was being very honest with me. We know that if there's an autoimmune disease, we have to look at gut health, okay? So there's the first thing. Also, vitamin D in optimal levels is actually needed for many different thyroid functions. Ferritin is needed as well. Sometimes
What's
I'll do
ferritin?
A ferritin. Ferritin is iron storage. It's a lab test, and it's actually, the storage of iron. And so there are other things that we actually can look at besides these thyroid function tests. And yes, running more than a TSH. So we're looking at a free T3, a free T4, and a total T4. Those are the things that I run, because then I can see, is there issues along the way? Because we're going to do an overview this time. So you could, Ducker, talk us through this overview of the thyroid, hypothalamus, pituitary, and then into the thyroid itself. But there's so many other things that go on, and I kind of called this a relay race.
Well, yeah, and I think really is accurate. Now, Lisa comes into my office, and Lisa says that she's having a thyroid issue, okay? So let's say that I'm going to run all the right panel, right? I'm going to write all the right labs. So I'm going to say something, and I'll see whether, Holly, you the expert, says I should run it. Let's say I can run a zinc level. Do you think that that's necessary to really know what might be going with a thyroid?
I think it could be helpful. Lab tests, no matter what they are just pieces of the puzzle, you know, but we've got to have really good clinical acumen, take that history and really understand the patient's story and what's going on. And so zinc, selenium.
Lisa?
Oh, I was going to say, speaking of patient stories, I'd love to hear from you if you've had, if you're feeling lousy and you've had some labs done and you're told that everything's fine. Our number here is 877-711-5211. Again, 877-711-5211. We'd love to hear your story.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Holly, how about selenium, tyrosine? Should we be running lab values for this? Should we be expanding into nutrients? Should we be running vitamin D, these things? Because we know these cofactors exist to work with them, along with iodine levels. Would that be a more expansive panel that we should be looking at for some of these patients who maybe their regular numbers look a little more
normal,
once
but again,
we suspect something?
I think it's really important that labs are run when you suspect a clinical diagnosis. So, and you get that clinical diagnosis by your intake and by talking to the person and getting their story. Yes, the thyroid is very nutrient dependent. There are many, many things, zinc, selenium, chromium, trace minerals that are needed for the conversion of T4 to T3, right? So that's inactive hormone to the active thyroid hormone. Thyroid building blocks to make hormone itself. The T stands for tyrosine. That's an amino acid. And I the three or four, and there's T1 and T2. We don't really talk about them a lot, but that is that's the amount of iodine molecules that are on there, right? So that's tyrosine and iodine. You've got to have those in order to have the building blocks itself. So there's many, that's what we have to ask. Hey, where are we having an issue with the thyroid? Is it the lack of building blocks? Is it a lack of nutrients because the conversion isn't happening? Are we having competition at the site? And so once again, lab tests are not going to show these things. Good clinical acumen and really thinking things through when it comes to this overall picture, we got to have it. Stress, low production of cortisol, or guess what? A high production of cortisol. That's our stress hormone. That's going to interrupt thyroid as well. And so doing an adrenal stress test, sometimes another lab.
Absolutely. With the adrenals always paired with thyroid. But I think one of the things that I can tell you is that patients come to me with these normal lab values all the time, and I'm looking and their hair's thinning and they are exhausted, they can't lose weight and they're trying. And I just don't know how much I believe the labs at face value anymore. As a physician, it's kind of an inside thing. When as a physician, I look at it, I look at the lab values and I'm like, well, patient's more important. And I think, Holly, you were alluding to that earlier, that a lot of these people that aren't being diagnosed from statistically diagnosed, I wonder if their lab values are normal, but really the function of that thyroid is still too low.
I believe
you
100%.
So what do we do for people out there? What do we do for people who are listening? And what's the advice if they get, their doctor tells them their lab values are fine and they still don't feel fine and they have the symptoms of thyroid, what's the next step?
Well, first of all, your doctor works for you, so I think a second opinion. I think also being able to encourage patients to be their own advocates, knowing that, look, my lab test might be fine, but I am not feeling fine. So you really got to push for the cells. And then also, if we're going to fix the symptoms of hypothyroidism, we need to know where the problem is. And that's vital, very important. Identify and treat the cause.
And understand that it may just be more than those labs. If you only have 2 minutes with a doctor, they look at your labs and say you're fine before you get a chance to chime in and offer anything, time for a new doctor.
And if your doctor puts you on thyroid replacement therapy, we need to talk about that too. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about when we're coming up next. So stay tuned and thanks for listening.